Welcome to the regular Liberty County School Board meeting. We're going to go ahead and call everything to order. I will go ahead and start to let the record state that everyone here is present, all five board members. We will go ahead and start with our prayer and pledge. Our prayer will be led by Mr. Hayes and the pledge will be led by Mr. Reddick this evening.
Let's pray. Dear and Father, we just give you thanks this day and may bless my eternity life. Be with each and every person here and their families. Be with us, board members. Be with us and guide us throughout this meeting. Father, we ask these things in precious name. Amen.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
We have some recognition this evening and one presentation. We're going to start with our recognition. Mr. Aaron Day, would you mind coming up? We're going to be recognizing the Sunshine State Scholars.
All right, can everybody hear me? Is it on?
No.
Turn it on.
No? Okay. Before we begin, before I became principal, I didn't know a lot about the Sunshine State Scholar Award, so before I recognize our two students, I'd kind of like to give you a brief update on what that is. Organized in 1997, the Sunshine State Scholars Program was designed to recognize students, teachers, and schools that achieved excellence in math and science. High school seniors participated in a statewide competition where an overall statewide winner was determined. Today, the program has evolved from its original format, and now each Florida school district selects their top 11th grade students in science, technology, engineering, and math based on established criteria. These scholars, along with parents and teachers, convene to receive recognition for their achievements. They also have opportunities to meet with representatives from Florida's colleges and universities, learn about STEM-related programs of study and internships, and experience why Florida is the best place to learn and pursue an exciting career. So that being said, all that in a nutshell means that we as a school district look at our 11th graders and we pick the top ones. So the guys that I'm about to introduce to y'all tonight and recognize are literally the cream of the crop. They have the highest GPAs, they have the highest ACT scores, and those two are Mr. Duncan Hosford and Ms. Mary Beth Brown. Come on down real quick. And just to say a few things about these guys, obviously it probably was not a surprise that these two were called for our top academics. They have a reputation that precedes them, literally. If you were to take a survey right now and give it to the 11th grade class and say, just give me two of your smartest kids in your grade, I will guarantee you that 95% of the people will pick these two because they have worked diligently. They have strived to do the best that they can. They've gone above and beyond the call of duty, and I'm very proud of them. Duncan Hosford is our alternate. He's our second place, and Miss Mary Beth, she is our state scholar, so we are very proud of them. So let's give them one more round of applause.
They want to say something.
Yeah.
Y'all want to speak? Speech or anything? I got to this point.
Okay. Tomorrow night at 7 o'clock, we're having Stripes for Christ at the baseball field, and all of y'all go out there and praise Jesus.
If y'all will come up and let Aaron know, we're going to get a picture up here in the front. The board members. Remember, all the pretty ones to the front. I didn't say that.
I can't see Roger. Go over that way. So we're trying to block eight people. Here we go. One, two,
Congratulations. Good job. Next we have Mia Bennett, reigning Miss Northwest Florida, that will make a presentation. to our board tonight. Welcome, Ms. Mia.
Hi. Hi, everyone. Like she said, my name is Mia Bennett, and I'm Miss Northwest Florida 2017. Now, I know two juniors were just recognized, and that makes me proud because I am also a junior, but I attend South Walton High School. I wanted to talk to you guys about the importance of community service and inclusiveness in our community. Not through Miss Northwest Florida, but last year, 2016, I founded the Princesses of Paradise pageant, which is a special needs pageant system exclusively for special needs women and girls. I want to talk to schools all across Northwest Florida and spread my message of inclusiveness and the importance of getting out in our community and supporting others around us. I go to high school, so I know what it's like to listen to those inspirational speakers that are most likely all the time adults. But last year, one of my friends spoke at our school in an assembly, and he had the most impact on me because he's a high schooler and I relate to him on the most level because I understand what he's going through and he understands what I'm going through. I struggle in AP classes and it's hard to balance my work. I just got a job, I miss Northwest Florida, and I own my own company. So it's hard to manage all my time. But, hold on, I lost my place, I'm sorry. You'd think I would be better at this by now. But basically, my message is to, by bettering the community around us, we can better ourselves. Because if we look on the outside, we feel better about what we're doing in other people's hearts, and then it makes our hearts feel better. My pageant, last year, it was the first year, and I've got to say, only having 7 women that competed was one of my favorite nights of my entire life. I have all the girls last year that competed are returning this year, and it will be May 6th at my high school at 2 p.m. on a Saturday. The competition, all the girls get a crown, flowers, and this year I'm upgraded to sashes because last year I was on a budget and no one believed me that I was doing this because I was only 16. And so now being 17 and having a reputation as Miss Northwest Florida, I'm hoping to expand my pageant and in turn better the community around us and talk to high schoolers just like me and get them out there too. Thank you.
Thank you. At this time, we have this time reserved for public comment. Do we have anybody that would like to address the board tonight? Okay, we will be moving along through the agenda after this. I forget sometimes. If there's any, we'll take a short break, you know, like a minute or two break if anyone would like to leave at this time. But if you would like to stay for the remainder of the meeting, you're more than welcome. We ask you to feel free to do that.
Can we get a picture of the board?
Yes. So if there's anybody that would like to leave after the recognition, y'all are welcome to do so, but you're also welcome to stay.
Good job.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, that's good, right there. And then, there you go. Okay, we can see everyone. Okay, look at me first. 1, 2, 3. And, all right.
And look at me. I'm her director.
All right.
1, 2, and 3. Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for letting her come by.
Yes, let me know anytime.
Yeah, she just wants to come and speak to some of the hospitals and stuff, so if y'all can spread the word, she just wants to get out there and spread that message.
Okay.
Thank you.
So, she's with it already.
She does.
Okay, we're going to go ahead and move along. We're at item number 5, additions and corrections to the agenda. We're going to delete PC number 6 and add emergency item number 1. So do I have a motion to approve the agenda with the additions and corrections? Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 7, approval of minutes. We have 2 sets. We need to approve the March 14, 2017 regular board meeting minutes and the March 27, 2017 training / workshop minutes. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Flowers, thank you.
Second
by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 8, finance consent items. We do have on FC number 3 1 budget amendment. It's 420-03. So with that budget amendment, can we get a consent for all items at one time? Do we have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Hayes, seconded by Mr. Reddick. All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 9, finance action items. Approve the 2015-2016 audit report for the 2017-153 done by the State of Florida Auditor General. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Petty, seconded by Mr. Flowers. Do we have any discussion?
How many findings did we have in that report, Sheila? Do you?
0.
Yes.
That's how we like
it. I would like to have mentioned
one of the first ones in long time.
In a long, many a years.
A lot of credit goes right there.
Yeah. I wanted to be able to also point that out, so thank you, Mr. Dave, for that. That was actually a jaw dropper for me when I sat in for that. Do we have any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 10, board policy items. Approve the first reading of revised policies 8510, 5530, and 5530.01. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 11, personnel consent items. Number 1, approve the recommendation to create 1 temporary 12-month certified teacher position at Liberty County High School. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Hayes. Do we have any discussion?
What we're looking at, of course, is the overlap of our new football coach and the time remaining on 12-month with Grant. Could be as little as a month, could be a little longer if we get lucky and find someone that could come to work earlier.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. PC number 2, approve the recommendation to create 1 director of ESE position at the district office. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. PC number 3, approve the job description for the director of ESE. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. PC number 4, approve the revised job description for the assistant superintendent. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. PC number 5, approve the revised job description for Director of Instruction. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second? Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. PC number 6 is deleted. PC number 7, accept the letter from Stephen Craig Schuller to enter drop retirement effective August 1st, 2017, with his final drop retirement termination date no later than July 31st, 2022. Do I have a motion?
Motion
by Mr. Reddick. Do I have a second?
Second
by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. PC number 8, accept the letter from Gladstone Love to enter the drop retirement effective May 1st, 2017, with his final drop retirement termination date no later than April 30th, 2022. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 12, personnel action items. PA number 1, approve accepting the resignation letter from Grant Grantham as athletic director and head football coach at Liberty County High School effective June 30th, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. PA number 2, approve accepting the resignation letter from Josh Bennett as bus monitor effective March 17, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Flowers, seconded by Mr. Petty. Any discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. PA number 3, approve the recommendation to hire Emily Swire as long-term sub pending completion of education requirements at W.R. Toller K-8 school effective April 12, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick.
Second.
Second by Mr. Hayes. Any discussion?
Laura, what's the remaining on her?
She will complete her internship last week of April, and she's already passed her certification exam, so it'd just be a matter of getting her diploma.
Okay. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. PA number 4, approve the recommendation to hire Jennifer Evans for homebound teacher for the remaining 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. PA number 5, approve the recommendation to hire Stephen Fowler as certified teacher at Liberty County High School effective January 7, 2017. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Petty. Do I have a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Reddick. Any discussion? What will he be teaching?
He's been there for a while. Oh. Eric, want to give us a little quick update?
He replaced Zondra Graham.
Okay. Thank you.
But you feel, everything's rocking along with him, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Good. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye. Any opposed? Motion carries. Item number 13, operations facilities consent items. Approve the use of one Liberty County School Board school bus to transport the 2017 seniors for project graduation round trip to Rocket Lanes on Panama City Beach, including the cost of fuel. A district employee with the proper credentials will drive. Proof of adequate insurance must be submitted to the district. Do I have a motion?
Motion.
Motion by Mr. Reddick, second by Mr. Hayes. Do we have any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. We'll go on now to the emergency item that we added. Number 17, approve the contract between Liberty County School Board and Caroline Mendoza to provide written and oral translation services for ELL students testing at the rate of $15 per hour for the 2016-17 school year. Do I have a motion?
Okay.
Motion by Mr. Hayes. Do I have a second?
Sure.
Second by Mr. Flowers. Any discussion?
Is there a certain hours per week or?
This was, we had a contract with her and two other students to provide services to our ELL students at Toller School and their parents. This was an additional thing to complete the testing
Test.
That they had to do, and it's a defined period of time, and it's already
okay,
completed.
Thank you,
Ms. Yeah, she just needs to get paid.
You got y'all on the head here.
Thank you. Do we have any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. Now we'll go on back up to item number 14, superintendent items.
Well, I think it may be very well known to everybody at this point, but our special facilities funding is still rated number 1, and we are in the Senate and the House bill, so we're gliding along here. The next obstacle, I reckon, would be the vote through the total of both houses and then the governor's signature. And, we get the money, all heck's going to break loose. No. We get the money, then there'll be a lot of planning that we have to do. Of course, we haven't gotten it yet, but we're down the tunnel. So That's the main thing I need to share.
They're about four. I heard the last report today about $4 billion apart. Senate's going to spend about $4 billion more. So, no Liberty County High School money is in that $4 billion.
Well, I was thinking, right. We'll take a chunk
that's
of
part
it.
They agree on. So.
Right.
They're working it out.
One thing that did concern me, I don't know that Jackson County had to take any kind of cut to be able to rank in the rankings. We took a significant cut before they would allow us to proceed from 19 something million. Kevin, you off the top?
At 19, we're down to 18.1.
So we took a big, and that if when we get our money, I ain't saying a word to. When we get our money, we'll start right then with Bill and Halsey trying to make up some of that. Money, but like I say, we're gonna be patient until we get our dollars.
6.06 in three for the first year. So.
That's a good start.
I'm late.
Right. That's all I have, Ms. Taylor.
Okay. Thank you. Do we have any board member items tonight?
How many people we have put in for football?
I want to say it was like 11 or 12, two local folks, and the rest were from, from without.
Is it closed now?
It's closed now, and we've already got the screening committee identified and also the interview committee. We're involved in the Bulldog Club, so hopefully we'll get us a good one. A lot on the line right here. We've got to be careful.
Thank you.
Do we have an update on the field house? Anything?
We have a new elected president of the foundation.
Uh-huh.
I met with him last week, told him what we needed as far as where we was at. We need to know how much money we have left. We need to know how much of that money is put aside for pavers, whatever, and our next step. And so he was going to get all that. And we need to work on the website. I told him about that. Because right now our website says you have a gold member or, whatever. But it don't tell you how many of those you can buy. We're limited to you can't sell 25 names that go over to the concession stand when you only have four spots.
Right.
So we was going to work on that. And it's like anything else. When you buy, it takes away one. Mm-hmm. And it shows you what's left. Well, when you go on the website right now, it just shows you can buy anything. Okay. So I know Mr. Duggar's name's on one of them already.
Yeah.
He's already, that was right up front. So then we was going to go over to paperwork and start taking them off. Ms. Guthrie said she'd help us with that. So.
Okay, good. Who was it that is now the president that's overseeing your...
Fine fella.
Jackson.
okay.
So I did, I didn't know it. He met with me last week. So we talked about everything. He was going to get the ball rolling so we can get back.
Good deal.
No partiality to that.
No.
Okay, do we have any other board member items or anything to talk about? Okay. Well, at this time, I would ask for a motion and a second for adjournment. Motion by Mr. Rennick, second by Mr. Hayes. Meeting adjourned.
I believe the girls are playing.